Well, I was pretty pleased, of course. I had thought perhaps I shall get the Nobel Prize in 1931 when my papers on the nature of the chemical bond appeared. Professor Noyes, who was the chairman of the Division of Chemistry and Chemical Engineering, said that I probably would get the Nobel Prize sometime. Well, I thought that's nice of the old guy to say that, but I'm a little skeptical myself. And as the years went by, I thought, I don't do the sort of work for which Nobel Prizes are given. They say the most important discovery or invention in chemistry during the preceding year. And what I was doing was to build up a body of understanding, not making a single discovery or invention, or minor ones such as the oxygen meter that wouldn't qualify. But the Nobel Committee finally in 1954 decided that this whole body of knowledge that I had contributed quite a lot to had changed the nature of chemistry so much that it was justified to give me the Nobel Prize. Well, I was pretty pleased that I had got it.